Fashion.
I'm Abby.
I'm Evan.
And I'm Katie.
And you're listening to The Fashion Hags.
We love to love
and love to hate
all things fashion.
Hey. Yes, hello, we're back. Technical difficulties aside,
be gone.
Because I left my computer sit for too long and then Dave had to rescue us. We figured it out.
Guess what? Turn it off and then turn it on again.
Yeah.
Hi.
Unplug them.
It's not just a joke. It's an actual thing.
It's a way to live your life.
And it worked.
So there we go. Awesome. It's too hot to wear headphones. I'm taking my headphones off.
And I have a throbbing headache, so I'm just not going to have everyone's voices in my head.
Yes. No, if we can take Except, you.
And then having all the voices that already live inside my head on their own. We're not good bedfellows.
But guess what? It's Fashion Hags.
Yes, yeah. It's us.
We're here.
I forgot for a sec what was happening. No, we're good. I was feeling bad for
We're just having a key.
Yeah, we're having it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having kind of a special episode because everybody's Aunt Sheila's here. Or
Hi.
Everybody's Aunt Sheila's
Everybody's
here.
Aunt Sheila.
Everybody's. The more the merrier.
This is your first podcast ever.
First podcast ever.
Shocking.
After, outgoing.
After listening to tens of thousands of hours.
Absolutely tens of thousands.
Over the last decade.
You've called in a couple of overheards.
More than a few. Yeah, absolutely.
On South Podcast.
Sure. In on the ground level of that one. Thanks to Dave. Yeah. Personal invite.
Yes. Yeah. So that's good. But now we got dibs. Evan's got to go out of town. So we got dibs. You landed yesterday.
Yep.
From Sweden via Germany and America.
Yeah. Why not?
Hey, man.
Why come direct?
Why fly direct with two children? It's fine.
Cross continent.
Well, there's surprisingly no direct flights from where you live to where I live.
No, there's not. There are direct flights to Los Angeles, but guess what? You don't live in Los Angeles, so that helps no one.
No. That's so you would either need to make a stop on the European side or a stop on the North American
it's
side.
It's two flights, regardless.
Minimum. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've flown through Frankfurt, like Dusseldorf, maybe, and London.
What I always think of when I hear Dusseldorf is that Claudia Schiffer was discovered dancing at a Dusseldorf disco.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful.
It sounds like a made-up fairy tale kids, like,
it's like
tongue twister.
The actress who was...
it's like a joke German word.
Yeah. The actress who was discovered having a milkshake at a pharmacy in Hollywood. Lana Turner.
Yeah, the sweater girl.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that wild? Back in the day when you could get a milkshake at the pharmacy?
Yes. What's in that? Kale pectate or something?
Yeah.
Poopa pectate, as I called it as a child. And apparently as an adult.
Yeah. Still works. So we're going to catch up. And then just talk about weird European shit with our European correspondent.
Not she an insider panel. Or an authority of any kind.
You'll
I want
fit
that.
Fit right in.
Yeah. Okay, you're in the right place.
There you go.
I'm an outsider and a non-authority.
Well, we are your
we're the insiders,
non-experts.
Yes, there you go.
So
yes.
We got to put the hyphen in the right place.
Yes. Get that hyphen in the right spot. Definitely. You're industry non-experts.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a non-industry expert.
Yes. We're experts in other things, but it's not this.
Maybe in a few years.
Like eating ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm sure I got my 10,000 hours of eating ice cream. I probably have 10,000 hours of listening to podcasts.
Absolutely.
Listening to podcasts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Probably. I could probably be considered an expert in just rifling through Netflix to figure out what to watch.
Mm-hmm. Not actually watching.
Not watching anything.
Not actually.
Chris, my husband had this whole thing about, like we were talking about how sort of the death of the movie rental place. And I was like, yeah, you know, it is really too bad. It was nice to be able to do that. But it's nice to just be able to, like, sit at home and, you know, you don't have to leave.
Yeah.
And he's like, that was the best part. Like, Netflix just scrolling through has replaced the scrolling through the aisles at the rental place
in
the movie you wanted to get.
The determination to find something.
Yeah. Find something good.
Wandering around, picking up the cases.
I found so many wonderful movies as a kid.
Yeah.
Going to the satisfaction
of finding the one you want was
and then
incredible.
Having like covers of certain movies just in your memory forever, like what
the
they
Mists
look
of
like.
Avalon is will always be in my mind.
But it's like you know what the cover of that video
What's
looks like.
The Mists of Avalon?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's I know that it's what the fuck is her name?
Lena Turner.
Angelica Houston.
Oh, yes. Oh.
And she plays like Guinevere adjacent type character.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And it's like a, it's basically the story of King Arthur told from the point of view of the women.
She's a very handsome woman in her
very
day.
Handsome
woman. Yes. Very. Yes, she was. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I really don't know who else is in it, but it's like in the 90s.
Her brother is Danny. Is this correct?
Danny Houston?
He was in a movie yesterday, and I spent the entire transatlantic flight going, I know he's connected to a big Hollywood family. Who is
Which
he?
Which one?
Thank the you, Houston's. I can sleep tonight.
There you go. Figured it out.
Logan, I believe, is the film.
Oh.
The Wolverine. Oh, yes. Wolverine. Yes. It was on the screen beside mine. I wasn't watching
it. Was a TV miniseries, Mr. Avalon.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
With Juliana Margulies, Joan Allen, Samantha Mathis.
Why did this one set up shop in your brain for all this time?
The glamour.
The glamour.
Did you actually watch it, or was it just one of these titles that you passed by and...
I just always passed by it and like, yeah, that.
That's that. The one, hey?
Uh-huh. That cover.
It's not ringing a bell.
Joan Allen.
Not at all.
Passion, mysticism, adventure. The journey beyond the legend
see
of Camelot.
Gowns. I figured it would be full of gowns.
It's the mist. They're insinuating mist.
It's the mystery and the glamour and the tiara and the makeup.
They put the mist in mystery. That's hilarious.
Oh, well.
And I think the place that we rented movies from had like a full... the big poster of that one.
Okay.
And that's why
it's the weirdest. Whatever. Yeah.
And it was like
got
color faded, like
sitting in the sun.
Sitting in the sun for
years.
What
was the name of your video store? It wasn't a brand like a franchise.
It wasn't
one,
Blockbuster
or anything like that. Or Rogers or whatever.
It was like, you know, I'd have to ask my mom.
Oh, there you
Ours
go.
Was Video Stop growing up. Yeah. Which I think still is in Jasper in a smaller
capacity. Yes.
And then I was in Edmonton.
They only do porn now.
It's just strictly porn. They've expanded the porn and closed shop on everything else.
All the porn.
And then when I was in Edmonton, the best movie store in the world, as far as I'm concerned, was Movie Studio on just off University. It was the best.
That was the really good one.
It was massive.
Yeah.
I'm sure your parents must have had the best VHS collection of movies of anyone in Switzerland when Abby was growing
I think
up.
We spoke about it on the last episode.
Yeah. Yes, because we were watching all the old Disney ones.
How many shelves was it? The classic IKEA
Billy
shelf? It was
like two tall Billies and a half Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was going on?
Yeah. We went through many a customs with suitcases. Me and your dad.
And me.
It's my brother. I don't travel with Abby's dad under weird circumstances. And just opening our suitcases and like, what is going on here? But it was...
They thought you guys
it was
were
all
like
above
pirating
board. It was all above board.
Like,
well, because when we came back from Asia and we buy a bunch of bootleg
or
DVDs,
Australia,
that was something
so
else.
Many English ones.
Those ones are illegal. But the ones like the VHSs we were buying were legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, anywhere anyone had English language videos, we would buy all of them.
And the VHS worked? Like there was no like weird...
You have to make sure it was on the right system.
But you guys had a dual system.
Yeah, we had the VCR that played everything.
Yeah. Mm.
We splurged for it. It was expensive, I remember, back in the day. But it was worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the TV fucking sucked in Switzerland.
Unless you want to watch Friends in Italian.
Amici. I remember watching The Simpsons in Italian. Weird
Sex
German
on
soap
the
operas.
City.
Sex on the City.
Yeah.
In French.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. Oh, good times.
I don't know if I've ever said it properly.
Nope, not since.
In English.
Sex
I'm
on
sure
the
it's
city?
Proper in French.
City sans dégoût?
Yeah. Sex on the city?
Possibly.
Oh, man. Yeah, our video store, when we grew up in Quebec, it was called Vidéo-J, but we called it Vidéo-Gi. Being the dub Anglophones that we played up, Vidéo-Gi. And then the one in Victoria that was right across from Dave's place was Crazy Mike's.
Oh, I like
Crazy.
That.
Crazy. That's good.
Yeah.
Price is slash.
I bet he had some pornos.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Crazy Mike was above board.
But I bet you if you like asked the right question and gave the right handshake,
maybe
there's a little box you could rifle through.
Yeah, there you go, in the back room. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Back when you had to be discreet about your pornography consumption.
Yes. But how discreet is it to be in a room specifically laid out for
with a like curtain? A bead curtain.
With
curtain.
Yes.
For the saloon doors.
You had to wait for like... someone else to
because
check out their video before
you go in there and you find yourself in there with a familiar face, you can't just be like, oh, is this the porn section? I was looking for
I was dragon a slayer too, and yeah. Here's where I ended up somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Beastmaster.
Is that the guy with the ferrets in the backpack?
You have lost me.
Yeah. Yes. Don't know. Sorry.
There was the guy who can talk to animals, and there was a guy who was like raised by animals.
Mowgli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the George of the Jungle?
This was another one of the weird TV shows we had to watch in Europe because.
Oh.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Because we got the weird shows in Europe that didn't. So much Touched by an Angel.
Touched by an A-hole.
Touched by an A-hole.
Why?
So much. What was the one with the big family that Jessica Biel used to be on?
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
The father
a lot
as well.
Of that.
Yeah. Why are they also religious? Why is it all the religious ones?
I don't know. They want to proliferate. They want to disseminate their products maybe, so they're selling it to overseas markets.
Are we talking
about
weird? Okay. Yeah, who knows? And it's the French and Italians. They like a bit of the Jesus.
They're pretty Catholic. Yeah, they know what's up.
Yes, they like a bit
and then
of the
like, what was the Tia Carrera one?
Oh, Tomb Raider.
No, Hunter. Relic Hunter.
Relic Hunter. Yes. I loved that show.
Anything C-level? Profiler, The Sentinel.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody else on this continent actually watched these shows.
Oh, I watched Relic Hunter.
Like, Relic Hunter has a cult following.
Stop saying
Hunter.
That.
Yeah. Hunter?
He's got charisma. You can uniquely driven talent. Okay,
I do.
He can say whatever he wants.
The realness.
But yeah, so we get the weird shit of the weird shows that nobody else would get. A lot of there was CSI for a long time too, because that got sold everywhere.
Yeah. It's pretty good though.
Oh, and then we finally, after years, we splurged and got British cable. And it was worth every penny. We got Sky.
Oh, Sky Atlantic.
Yes. Which is the whole, and you got a bunch of channels. Mm-hmm. My parents still have it to this day. Because once we got it, we never returned back.
How could you? There's too many good
things.
And
they stopped making VHSs, so what are we going to do?
That's right. That's right. You go to garage sales, that's what you do.
That's what you do. Oh, well.
What's going on with you, Abby? What's new?
Sheila's here.
Yay!
That's what I got going on. That's my plan for the next little bit.
That's a pretty good plan.
Pretty good plan. Hanging out, whatever.
It's not just Sheila, we should say. You did bring your family.
Yeah, I brought my entourage.
Yes. Of Swedes.
Yeah.
So all that's fun. All the boys. Yes, your partner and your two kids. Which my daughter keeps asking, where are Albert and Louis? Where are the kids? When are they going to
probably come? YouTubing somewhere, honey.
Yeah, but they're probably hiding downstairs. Yeah. Either sleeping or playing on their phones. And we're right.
Yeah.
That worked out.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I'm hiding from the heat.
I was going to say, it's also nice and cool down here.
So I'm not super into it.
Isn't it crazy hot in Sweden right now, though, too?
Yeah, we had 6 weeks of insanely beautiful weather. I was actually accused of having a suntan by several people.
Oh.
Wow. The freckles just got that close together. The connected tan happened. It was beautiful. It was really nice. So I can't complain about that. We live really close to the beach. It's a beautiful beach, clear water. Don't see any sign of life in there, which thrills me.
Yeah.
Maybe some green life, but nothing moving on its own accord.
Yes.
We've had incredible luck. And I was just saying to Abby earlier today, I wore spring autumn clothes for 18 months last year. The weather was just such a disappointment that honestly all cardigans can go fuck themselves.
Never want to see another one again.
No.
Well, that worked out that we're having nice weather here now as well.
Yeah, and there's a few beach options here too if you needed to.
Yes, beaches, pools, all sorts of things. Splash pads.
Splash pads.
What's a splash pad?
Where they just like have things that shoot water.
Like a concrete slab with a hosing of sorts underneath. Maybe a spontaneous one
children
or a regular one.
I was Mind you, like some children love it. Some children fucking hate it. I have one.
Those
one
of each?
Those are the
I found out I have one of each.
Wonderful.
Who's who? Marco was really into it.
Okay.
Poppy didn't know not into it.
Okay.
Surprisingly, because Poppy's usually
I would have guessed the other
one.
Way around, yeah?
Every other summer of her life, Margo has fucking been terrified. Of the splash pads. Okay. She's not been into it. This year, she was super into it. And then I was, of course, wrangling a screaming baby. So she didn't have as much fun as she would have. Maybe we'll ditch the baby next time and just go.
Where do you go?
There's one up in the neighborhood, up one of the elementary schools, up by Main Street. Yeah. There's one down there.
I was thinking, when you said splash pad, I was thinking, like, a square, like a carpet situation that, like, just has, like, you connect the hose to, and it just, I was like, it does not sound that great.
Well, I did buy...
at Superstore this plastic, it's made of like beach ball material, a snake, it's 10 feet long, and you attach the hose to it, and it's full of holes, and the water sprays out of it.
That's fun.
Which is a good time. And then we make many jokes when Dave has to squeeze all the water out of it that he's draining a snake in front of the children and the neighbors.
Disgusting. What a family of degenerates.
I got a real, like, over the glasses look when we were making those jokes before.
From Dave?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And he's standing there trying to get all the water out of the snake. Trying to drain a snake in front of
You're just
bed.
Elbowing Margo, like, hey, just get it?
Yeah.
She's like, Mom, don't.
Oh, God. Oh, what do you guys got going on? Evan's sick.
Sick as a dog. Abby was kind enough to give me a Vita C, which I'm...
Yeah, there you go. Some emergency to try to
our emergency
help your body.
Help my poor body. Yeah, it hasn't been fun in this heat with a fever. But
in a hot, hot house.
The fever, yeah, in the hot, hot house. That is like a clay oven.
And you work in the, like, the solarium, essentially, right?
And, it, which is and it's been living up to its name.
Yeah.
Like a greenhouse, basically.
Yeah, with a steam iron.
Fuck. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So.
Pressing things.
Pressing things, it. Yeah. These huge gowns that are so beautiful, but so not what you want to be lugging around when your body is all prickly and achy and.
Sweaty
and. You're nauseous and, like, you have vertigo and all this bullshit.
Oh, no.
But my fever broke this morning. Thank God.
You're on the mend.
I'm on the mend.
You're making your way through the day.
I would not be here if I wasn't on the mend. That's for sure. Because I was just, like, a couple of days ago, I was like, oh, my God, if I still feel this bad, then they're going to have to record without me.
Oh,
like,
no.
But no. I was just, like.
You rallied.
I rallied.
Hallelujah.
Your body was, like. Oh, Sheila, we can't.
I know.
I mean,
thank you, Evan. It means a lot to me.
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Once in every
literally
4 years or so opportunity. Yeah, the last time she was here, I was very pregnant with Margot.
But we had a great, was it 4 years ago that we sat out on the back deck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We had a good time.
And discussed the possibility of this podcast happening one day.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
What a treat to there be back and see it happen.
Full circle. Here we are.
Here we are.
As a regular listener, I've listened to every episode. So it's an evening ritual I have.
Yes. You know the canon
I
of our
do.
Work.
I don't think I've missed
oeuvre,
a second.
Yes. If you will. Yeah.
The full anthology.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I think we're overstating it a little.
Hey, man.
Maybe we're not.
We're 67 episodes into this.
Yeah.
Almost 3 years.
Almost
in.
3 years.
Oh, I was being sarcastic. I think we should keep going. We need a pedestal built, I think.
Yes.
I mean,
we need a podcast
pad
award.
Dedicated. Yes, get them out. Get the commemorative splash pad.
Yeah.
Yes. Commemorative water snake. What are we? What?
Yeah.
Oh boy, what's up with you, Catherine?
I was just in Portland, Oregon, for a bachelorette party, which I'm not usually super into. The thought of going to Vegas.
What's your relationship to the bride?
Really good friend.
Okay.
And the bride and her best friend are such tremendous people and such good down-to-earth party girls, but also not, like, in a dangerous way.
Good time girls.
A good time. Yeah. Everybody's going to have fun. It just was the best. The one girl who sort of organized it, she's the maid of honor, is also a phys ed teacher for girls, grade 5, 6-ish. So she had...
She just had to pump some people up.
She had...
Everything
all,
you got.
Everything was ready to go. All the ideas
you need to organize something
table.
Called a teacher.
She was so...
We'll
like,
figure it out.
The only thing she was missing was a whistle to actually like herd us together.
Beautiful.
But
or like
she had
a huge flower to be like, follow the flower.
At any stage, did she clap and say, good hustle?
You know, I'm not going to rule that out because it's entirely possible. There's moments of a fuzzy memory on this weekend, so... She was also the most fun to, like, be at your party.
Oh, sure.
All the girls were. It was, like, just the best group of girls in her
How many
sister.
In your group?
There was 8. Okay. So it wasn't
That's a big
some,
group,
like,
but still, yeah.
But it wasn't, like, a sprawling.
Unmanageable, yeah.
And we had this, we rented this great house so we could, like, eat a meal there kind of thing. Yeah. It wasn't, like, a hassle to, you know, book a room for a table at a restaurant. Like, it was pretty chill.
That's good. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. So that was really nice. We had coffee in the morning and all that kind of stuff. And
the first night that we were there, we went on this thing called a pedal lounge, which is like...
Qu'est-ce que fuck?
Oh, it is, I know. Like, do you travel through the streets?
You travel through the streets. Everyone has their own seat with bike pedals, and you face each other. It's like basically a bar. And you sit facing each other, and you pedal, and you move forward. There's a guy who sort of hosts it, and you know,
make sure you don't drive into the ocean or something.
And he steers it, and brakes it and stuff. You don't actually have to pedal that hard, but
well, you're splitting the job for, you know, 9 people or 10.
But there's batteries and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, you bike it to all the different breweries and bars and pubs that you want to go to. This is a way of getting to the place.
Okay.
So we did. We did a pedal lounge tour of, I think we did 4 or 5 bars and breweries, whatever, it was a couple hours. And the theme of the evening was 80s fitness.
Okay.
So.
Oh my God.
We could not have had more fun. It was such a riot.
How many leg warmers were involved?
There were at least 4 or 5 pairs.
Wonderful.
I didn't have any leg warmers, but I did have a really nice, really low back bathing suit that I flipped around. So it was beautiful. Like a really low, like a Borat wrestling
style. The fox catcher.
Yes. Exactly. High-waisted singlet situation with a bright yellow bandeau bathing suit.
I love this.
You guys.
Fantastic.
It was off the charts.
Were there sweatbands?
Sweatbands.
Were there any tube socks?
There were all the tube socks.
Sign me up. I don't know these people, but this was delightful.
It was a riot. It was really
fantastic.
Fun. So we did the pedal lounge. We got everyone on every street that we saw honking horns and yelling at us. We pumped everyone up.
Yes.
We shared all the joy. And then we went to a drag show at Darcelle's, which is she's the oldest still performing drag queen, I think, in the country. She's 87.
What the? I think Devil, I've heard other drag queens talk about her.
Yeah, she's a legend.
On Whimsically Volatile.
I heard about it.
She's a legend. So we went to see her show in Portland on the Friday, and it was a complete riot. I've been to a couple of drag shows, and I'm certainly no expert, as we've already established.
You're an enthusiast, but a non-expert, yes.
But I sort of know the deal. Like, I know how it works.
It works, yeah.
And most of the girls that we were with and a few of the people that were also at the show had never been to a drag show before. So that was a fun kind of a learning curve.
Yes, experience, yeah.
It was like, girls, get some singles. Like, give these girls your money. Get the singles out. It's all dollar bills down there, which is great for a show like that. And
looking loonies at people.
Jesus. It was.
Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine. Good God. It was such a riot. It was so much fun. I don't know how many times I got up, and because it was like aisle seating too. So there were some girls that were like buried and couldn't get out to put money or to give the girls the queen's money. So
I was
like,
money.
Give me your money. I'll go out there and I'll, you know, pass it on. I don't mind. Yeah. As long as someone's, you know, paying it forward, I'm fine.
Yes.
And it was so fun. It was so fun. And after the drag show ended, the men's dancing, the erotic dancing show started. Oh. It was horrible.
It was like Magic Mike stuff.
Not fun. But
I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it.
No. I'd rather be vaccinated.
It was...
Against what? Your choice. Dealer's choice.
It was a lot. It was like, we're already having all the fun.
Yeah.
We just spent the whole evening.
Did it just seem sad?
Yeah.
And like, I think it's meant for straight women.
No, I don't think so.
I went to Toronto and I went to a book reading and it happened at a male strip joint.
Okay.
So after the book reading was over,
the show
started.
Okay.
So all these like super intellectual,
I got your bookmark
queer
right
writers,
here.
Literally, were like doing their book signings, and then
with their dicks.
Then the dudes with their dicks, and then these dudes come out, and I was just like, "This is just sad."
Yeah, it's weird. It was a weird transition, but that I can see from like people who have never seen a drag queen in their lives, or maybe a penis. I mean. No judgment. No judgments here. But I can see how they're like those two things would be like a really appealing thing. Oh,
night
we'll go to
out.
A drag show and we'll go to, it'll be the craziest day of your life. And we're like, I can see a penis anytime I want.
Yeah.
I don't
show me a penis. Show me a
penis.
Do you know who
Give
I
it
am?
A quick.
Oh my God.
Like,
gosh.
I don't I don't need a stranger to come up to me and want me to participate in their
performance.
It's none of my business. So we like wrapped it up and we're like, well, let's go. Like, we just had all the fun at the drag show. The drag show was more than enough. And it's weird. It's a weird, and they always try to like get you to get like $40 or $50 or whatever to get one of your people in your party to go up on stage to do the whole thing.
God,
and we were like, no.
Any of you. I would cut you. I'd cut you loose, Sheila.
Oh my God.
Made me
I
do
would,
that.
I would not do that to my worst enemy.
I would never do that in a million years, but
I would
I'd
rather
cut
go,
anybody loose who made that happen to me.
I would rather go to like a women's show, like a strip show with female dancers.
I'm not into a wet stranger.
No.
Stretch.
But I feel like if you're going to a show where the dancers are women, there's some athletic prowess that you can appreciate. Like there's
and a
some,
femme power.
Yeah, there's a power to it. With the guys, it's like, what are you?
You don't know how to dance. You're not dancing to the beat.
And the
your underwear
are
tacky.
Dancing,
you are
horrible.
The weakest link.
Goodbye.
You're tacky. You're the weakest dink.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
The weakest dink.
You're the weakest dink. Goodbye.
We've been severely lacking in the dick jokes lately.
Well,
so
we're making up for it now.
Anyway, outside of that, we could not have had more fun.
It sounds great.
It's a lovely place
we ate all the good food. We went for all the brunch. We drank all the beer.
Corn dogs?
I did get the corn dog special at the drag show. I highly recommend it. It was great. It was really, really fun.
And this place is called Darcelles?
Called Darcelles. Okay. It's her club.
So if you're in Portland, give it a visit.
Check it out.
Yeah. Pretty good. If you've been on a stagette in Portland, chances are you've been there.
That's great.
There was a couple other ones that were there. The
parties.
Were there.
Yeah.
But it was great. I never really like spent time hanging out in Portland before, and it was awesome. It was also Pride weekend, so the 80s uniforms and all the shit that we were up to was like pretty tame compared to what else was going on. So it was, there was just joy everywhere.
You were in the fray.
It was great.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a really, really fun time. The 9-hour drive to get home was not as fun.
Less great.
Is this a lot of border time?
It was about 3 hours of border time.
Ooh,
give me a break.
Because it's like a 6-hour drive,
it's
usually.
Like 6 hours. Yeah. They had, I think they had 4 lanes open out of 10.
Oh, get fucked.
On a Sunday evening, hot Sunday evening. They had one
Nexus
line.
What kind of operation do they run in here?
I know, they had one Nexus
line. Think about how many land borders you have crossed in your life.
Yes.
I can't speak the rest of you. I know I've shared many a border with Abby.
Yes. And a few continents.
Canada and America.
Get your shit together.
Shit together.
The ones in Cambodia were better.
Oh my God. We needed photos. We were unaware.
We didn't know we needed photos for our entry visa. You just cross the border and you go to the
on a motorboat.
Yes. We did a water crossing on a river.
From the Vietnam.
From Vietnam. And we didn't know to go to get your, you just go and pay the whatever, $20 and get a stamp on your passport. And that's your visa. That's your entry visa. We didn't know there was a photo required for it. We did not have pictures, passport pictures of ourselves.
Magnus and I happened to. It was myself.
Yes. Me and you and Magnus and my brother.
Yeah.
You didn't have a, you mean your, the photo and
it
your passport
to be like a loose,
didn't work?
No, it had to be a loose photo.
That they could then keep on file or something.
Oh, I see.
For, I think they needed it. Like, it wouldn't be like put in my passport
don't
or anything.
We kept it. I did not keep a copy
but
of
Alex,
mine.
My brother and I are like, what the fuck are we going to do?
I don't remember how we solved it.
I think we didn't end up needing it. I think it was fine. But yeah. I was reading the Janis Dickinson.
I was. Yours. Yours.
I finished it. Yeah. You were reading it, the Janis Dickinson autobiography. And
worth
I'm like,
a
can
read.
Can I cut out a picture of Janis Dickinson?
a young Janis Dickinson for Abby.
Brown eyes.
And a young Sylvester Stallone.
For my brother.
Your brother. Because we thought all us white people look alike.
Did you use it? That nothing would make me happy.
No, my Janis Dickinson, no lifeguard required, is still intact. Okay.
Can endorse the book. It was a good read.
It was a fit. If you have not read it, it is a very, very good book.
Yeah. What year did this book come out?
Early
2000s? When she was riding her top model high, I believe.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. The incident was 2006.
When you were pregnant with Albert.
Yeah, it was the turn of the year 2006 and 2007.
It was Christmas 2006 that we went.
Yeah, the dick in a box Christmas.
Yes, it was.
How fondly we remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Family moments.
Yeah. so come on, Canadian Border Services.
Yeah, it was pretty lame. So they had one Nexus lane open. And until about...
And that's for frequent travelers,
That's
hey?
For frequent
it's
travelers.
A special pass, and yeah.
And everyone else that I was traveling with, aside from my best friend, Olivia, who we were traveling together, everyone else had an excess. So they all crammed into one car and were like, goodbye, waving them through. But they...
Because if there's one person in your vehicle that does not have an excess pass, you can't use it.
You cannot use it.
Ugh. Everybody has to have it.
So that's why we were stuck in the...
You and Olivia were stuck. Former podcast guest, Olivia.
Former podcast guest, yeah. Anyway, it was horrific. It was an awful 30 degrees.
It's a shitty way to end a great weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But then we came home and the boys had pizza and beer, so...
Well, that could be worse. What can you do? Could be worse.
We could just do away with colonial borders at all.
Mm, see? Mm-hmm. Well, if America's going the way it is, we kind of want them to stay down there.
Yeah. But speaking of whimsically volatile, if I can throw it back, have you guys listened to the latest one with Alaska Thunder Funds?
No.
What a good listen.
Oh, God.
I've only listened to one. It's the one with Bianca Del Rio.
Uninhibited joy.
Yes. It's the only one I've listened
to. And so much vocal fry.
I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah. Katie and I are both picking up our phones.
It's just like, and making I'm a happen. Dorothy with a Blanche Rising.
A Blanche Rising. It was the great. I never wanted that episode to end.
Oh my God. I subscribed to their Patreon because I just needed more content.
Wonderful.
Good more. For you.
I love
it. Support. Pay your waitress, tip your drag queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about tipping in that episode as well.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh boy, those crazy kids.
Good times.
Yeah, I just literally
please,
just
yeah, that thing. Was my obsession a couple weeks ago. Yes. But if y'all haven't checked it out yet, please do. It's just uninhibited joy and craziness, and
you never know where Catch is going to take you. That roller coaster is it's on. So full of turns.
It is on like a duck account.
Are you gay?
Oh my God, the Tatum O'Neill.
Yes.
I'd like to know if a man is gay.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh man.
Being gay.
Yeah.
Being gay. Yeah.
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 It's true.
Cheers to that.
Chin-chin.
You know that means little boy's penis in Japanese, chin-chin. From what I understand? Doesn't
really?
It?
What?
Yes. I do recall because there was an Italian restaurant in Vancouver
there
on Robson.
Anymore.
There was, maybe.
But it was called Chin-chin.
And yeah, it was a hot spot for your Japanese listeners. I'm sorry if I don't have my facts together, but what? Please don't tell me if I'm wrong. Don't at me.
It's a great story.
That there was a lot of photos going on outside that restaurant. It's like there's a plus-size women's store in Sweden called Zizi.
Oh, which means little boy's penis in French.
So, you know, there's something for everybody.
Like what a little boy would call his penis. Not the penis of a little boy, but what a little boy would call his penis. Yes.
Like
a,
your penis.
Like
your
penis
or something. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Guess you learn something new every day.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, man.
So we have our European correspondent here.
Let's pivot to the actual meat of the matter here.
I
don't know. It is now.
It is now. We've called it that. We've said that phrase before, so it's got to count for something.
Yeah, there you go.
The meat of the matter.
We're consistent.
Okay.
It's Sheila
consistently made a face. Inconsistent.
She's not on board.
I don't know. I've heard that phrase before.
Maybe it's just me.
I don't need to overthink it. Let's move on.
I have never been to Europe. Evan has been to Europe.
A while ago.
He's been to France.
I've been to France. Yeah. I've been to Rome. And I've been to London.
There you go.
And you've been to all of the places.
I see London.
Even more.
I see France.
I see Evan's underpants.
Yes.
You're lucky.
Every other day.
on his Instagram.
There you go.
I guess I've lived the dream.
Yeah, so we thought we could just look at, there's such like a weird... I mean, it's just cultural differences, right? Like for me, he said a bunch of North Americans, which is the bulk of our listeners, about what European mean, and especially in the fashion, what it means.
The street fashion of a European city versus an American
and
one.
I've only lived in one European country. One. You've lived in three. There's Ireland, Sweden, and Switzerland.
Yeah, I was never an official resident of Ireland, but I've put in 10 months.
You were there long enough.
10 months, sure, in Galway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and otherwise Switzerland and Sweden, just to confuse as many people as possible.
Yes. They are not the same thing, everyone, just to be
their borders don't even touch.
There's not.
20 years altogether.
Other than, like, being full of white people, there's not much crossover. No. They like cheese, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Both places like cheese, but the cheese is super different.
They like to be practical. Oh, yeah, you cannot compare the cheese.
No.
No. It's a world of difference.
But it's just, I remember I moved there 1994, and you moved in 1998
to live with Abby and her family. Yes. Who are also my family, in case yes. you missed the beginning, and the Aunt Sheila part.
Yes. Sheila is my father's sister. But Sheila and I are closer in age than she is to my father.
Yes.
Because they come from a big family. It's just weird. But it's the way it works.
Hey, man, it takes all kinds.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's not weird to me at all. No. My family is like...
You got all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Multi-generational and yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening?
I have cousins with the same
young
age
people
as me
having babies,
are,
old people yeah. having babies.
Yeah. It also confuses people because Abby and I call each other sister.
Yeah.
On paper,
sure,
and in conversation.
Oh, my sister Sheila's coming to visit.
We don't have a aunt and niece type
no,
relationship,
I don't
except for me buying you practical boring things.
Yes, and I don't yeah. have the bandwidth to constantly explain like she's my aunt, but no, she's cool. Like blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's like no, she's my sister, and that usually, or we I called you my Schwante.
Oh yeah,
which is my Schwester Tante, yes. my sister aunt in German. You're oh. Schwante,
Schwante,
which is also very close to Schwanze, which is dick.
You guys were really getting this mileage in. It's been a while. We're hitting all the points now. This is good. This is good.
I think it's snake. Schwanze is snake.
Yes, Schwanz. Schwanz. Yes,
is snake.
It's also tail. Schlange.
Oh, Schlange is whore.
What is
Schlampe? Oh, I might be throwing Danish.
Oh, Schlampe is a whore.
Schlampe?
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Schlampe.
How did we get from one to the other?
Schwanze.
Which yeah. one is
your
that?
Schwanz.
Which is Schwanz.
Yeah. Oh, because
it's
my
tail.
Schwante. That's what
I
it is.
I see.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's your front
it's
tail.
It's a tail, not
yeah,
a snake.
It's your front tail.
Front tail.
Schlange, I think it is.
Slange
in Danish.
There you go. Yeah. See, and there is a lot of crossover. Like
they're Germanic
etymologically.
Yeah. Etymologically.
Yeah. Etymologically yeah. of the words too. Like when Swedish is spoken, I find it difficult to understand. But if I can read it,
sure.
It's very close to German. Mm-hmm. It's just pronounced very differently. Get some weird shit happening up there in Sweden. With your consonants.
And isn't it's Dutch. I was gonna say, isn't Danish its own thing, but it's Dutch. Dutch
is quite close. It's also a Germanic
quite close
language.
To German.
You can oh, okay. if you yeah. can do a Germanic language, you can figure out some Dutch.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
and then
Finnish.
Some English even. Finnish is totally Finnish is,
oh, maybe that's yeah. what I'm thinking of. It was
because
one of those
it's Nordic, but it's not Scandinavian.
Right. That's right.
It's the flag that throws everybody off because it's
it's still the cross, but it's not cross. And it's all next to them.
Yeah, but it is a language all unto itself.
That's what I was
and
thinking of.
And a beautiful language to swear in. It's
yes,
a very
it's a
aggressive
one.
Language. Yeah, you can say things like "hirtupillo," and that means like "deer's vagina" or "deer's pussy." I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to thank Jesper Amala for that one.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah. Swedish is not a satisfying language to swear in at all.
No, it's not. Well, no. For fun, it's yeah. pretty good, which yeah. is the closest you're gonna. It's like, oh fuck, but not even.
No, it's not. It's it doesn't not have the.
Gravitas.
Magnitude, the gravitas.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think something that really stands out to me when I see, you can identify a North American at any pace.
Yeah.
Because adults, grandmas and grandpas, will be wearing something denoting the geography of their origin.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. It will say Wisconsin.
University
or something
of Penn
about it.
State or whatever. Yeah.
You'll see grandmas,
or sports logo.
Yes. Grandmas with beautiful hair, diamond earrings, and a sports sweatshirt. Either it says champion, whether Yale, I don't know what.
Yes. And another tip off for me was spotting foreigner or North Americans was brand new sneakers.
Yes.
Oh, when
yes.
they're in Europe, because you buy a new pair of sneakers before you go to Europe. Brand new white New Balances, but like the old lady kind.
Yeah.
Not the cool kind.
I teach at an international school, and a friend and colleague of mine who's a fancy boy from London, a very smartly dressed guy. And he asked me if I could explain why two American men get dressed nicely if we were going to do a work dinner or something. It meant putting on golf clothing.
Could you explain
and
that to me?
And he is not wrong.
The shade
no.
of it all.
Blue shirt,
I do not understand.
Khaki pants. And like a,
it has to be a blue shirt.
There must
maybe
be.
Maybe blue and white?
I don't want to see any
khaki
form
pants.
Of your silhouette.
No. Very
you
boxy.
Know? Yeah. Yes. No butts, no thighs, nothing.
Pleated pants, boxy ugh. Tops.
Explain that
if
to me.
I
blame you,
well,
Brooks
it,
Brothers.
It's not going to happen.
So I'm saying, point my finger at you, Brooks Brothers. I'm saying, you're boxy tops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that either. I've never equated
and then baseball
a golf
caps,
shirt
no matter what.
With a nice evening out.
Well, it's got a collar.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
If John Daly is your sports go-to guy, your fashion go-to guy more.
Oh, man.
Because it's interesting thinking of European fashion as being so wildly different street style, as you say, because lots of the fashion that we see on magazines comes from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't get, I mean, if you're looking at the fashion capitals, there's one in North America, and that's New York.
Yeah.
It's, granted, a very big
significant one, yes.
But everything else comes from Europe.
Yeah.
And yet, we've never caught on to the, your golf shirt is not a decent, you know, date
appropriate
night
choice
outfit kind yeah. of a situation.
Yeah.
It's so strange that we, and maybe it's a men-women thing. Maybe it's just a laziness thing in North America. I think there's a lot of
unavailability thing.
I'm not
too.
Used to the athleisure.
Yep. That's yes. a weird one.
I think
that's sort of a uniquely North American, at least started. I think it started in North America more so than anywhere else.
Yeah, really,
the whole athleisure
really took
thing,
off.
It's You'd, really like, strange.
You could really see the difference in the airports. And of course, people yes. can come from anywhere in an airport. So I can only assume
sure.
where people are coming from. But I mean, there was a lot of, you know, just do it. Yoga pants happening. And in the
European
Europeans
do not wear yoga pants. They do not wear pajama pants.
No.
They do, that does not happen.
People dress nicely to fly. They don't put yes. on their
shabby whatever
costumes.
Yeah.
But
well, you're not wearing sweatpants and pajamas either. That's one thing I have never understood. I went traveling once with my family. We went down to Mexico. And when I was leaving, everyone flies from other locations and they all leave from the same airport in Puerto Vallarta. And so when I was leaving, we were sort of talking about all these different people and lots of North
people
Americans.
Watching, sure.
And I wanted to look nice. It's hot as balls, but I wanted to look nice because I always kind of wanted to look nice. I don't
prerogative.
Have like,
yes.
My downtime wear is still pretty nice.
Yes.
I'm not good
still
at
look
like
cute.
Yeah. Right. I've got mirrors. I've got self-respect.
Standards.
Come on. But my mom said something to me that was really nice. She's like, you look really nice for traveling. And I was like, thank you. I legitimately tried to. Compared to these hooligans.
Ah, these yahoos.
I really appreciate that sentiment. And they look nice as well. Like my family looks, you know, everyone makes an effort. But God, North Americans do not know how to travel with any kind of
I don't want to dispel any false rumors that all Europeans have a sense of fashion.
That is not true.
And Swedes or anyone else.
Swiss.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh, boy.
What does that mean, not Swiss? What are you? I'm not a European, so tell me what you're getting
all
at.
All the, like, super weird German stuff is, like, exponential for the Swiss.
I see.
And not in a good
And not
way?
Good.
Oh. Example, please.
Buffalo shoes.
Oh my God, those buffalo platform shoes from
what
the late 90s.
What does that mean? Please explain. I'm so curious.
There was these raver shoes.
Boots and shoes.
Like a sneaker situation?
Yeah, so like high top sneakers, but they had a very large platform.
A Ginger Spice style?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
They were black, they were white. I think Baby Spice wore white ones and Ginger wore black ones.
Mm-hmm.
Scary might have also worn black ones, but sporty and posh would never be caught.
Oh, goodness.
You could not throw a rock and not hit a dozen of those back in the day.
Men with a lot of buckles. We're talking about a lot of pilgrim / leprechaun footwear.
Yes. Not like cool BDSM.
Yeah.
No leprechaun.
And maybe without a sock.
Yes. Or a white sock.
Or like a tube sock.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The glasses. Some asymmetric
yes.
haircuts.
You were speaking about the glasses
yes.
the other day.
Pants that are neither... Even in the day of a capri. I don't know. Could men ever wear a capri?
Sure. I don't know. Cute.
But just, these are my younger brother's pants. Or I grew yes. out of these.
I yes, should give them to my brother.
Yes, I am saving money by not washing my hair. Yes.
Or doing my own haircuts.
Or doing my own hair. Okay.
Yes. I don't think I've told you, Sheila and Katie, how Germans have ruined wire-framed glasses for me.
Oh, we've discussed it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've just seen too many super weird metal glasses that even though, like, the lovely ones that Evan's wearing that are just, like, a lovely round, I don't think I could pull that off because all I see is weird German. They look good on you. Don't get me wrong, Evan. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Yeah. And like the selection of prints is another thing. Ooh. Like how like patterned things.
An animal on top of a floral print.
With glitter.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
There are many hours I could sit and explain why I love Germanic culture. But I can, because there are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sign me up. I would happily live in Germany or Switzerland, but I can tell you this, fashion will never come up in that conversation.
New.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Probably my favorite food in Europe.
It is getting better.
Without question.
Since when I moved there in 1994, it was sad. And I was like,
how we got hooked into H&M, Abby.
Yes.
That's right.
That's where that started.
That's where the obsession started because I would go to H&M.
There was nowhere else to spend money.
And literally, there was the only store I could see myself actually buying clothes. And I was 14 when I moved there, so I was just figuring it out. Mm-hmm.
You introduced me to H&M because it wasn't in Vancouver in
1998. No. And it was the only.
Was it even in North America?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope. And it was all over Europe. It was like super established back then. It was everywhere. And it was the only place to get things that were even.
Even the high
or
end
even plain.
Stores where there was nothing desirable in them.
No. So that was got me hooked on H&M. It was trendy. It was interesting. It was cute. It was fun.
You knew if you were a size 38. You could pull stuff off the rack and not try it on.
Yes, because you got so familiar with the cuts and stuff. You just knew it was just safe to buy anything once you knew your size.
Yeah, my whole experience with European fashion up until I started paying attention before fashion school, basically, was basically Mike Myers' sketch Sprockets on SNL.
Yes.
That was basically
Dieter.
It's pretty accurate.
Dieter, yes.
Mm-hmm. Pretty accurate.
And maybe a weird movie or two with a caricature of some kind.
Yes.
But there was not a lot of like what, because I've never been, like I said, how would you explain street style
fashion? And you cannot take the UK and the continent of Europe and cover it with a single brush stroke.
No, of course. Not at all.
Yeah.
Or even things like it's true. In France, everyone looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they might not be like physically attractive. Because they have human beings of all shapes and sizes, like everywhere else. But everybody just dressed nicely.
They put a lot into it. Mm-hmm. And in conveying who they are.
Yes. Even like the grandpas and the bus drivers and the lady at the bakery and like everybody. It's just, and like you go to any store and you can find just nice things.
I think that's something that was quite a bit of a bummer about the Swiss is you couldn't really get any insight to the character of the people.
No.
Because there was such a uniformity. And I love uniforms, don't get me wrong, but not this kind.
Not if I don't look like that.
Yeah.
Why do you think, is it that Europe has just been around for like a few thousand years in the way of like established cities and you know, these long histories of civilization and blah, blah, blah. Not that North America doesn't have that, but it's a different...
It's a different kind of...
Different kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it because... I mean, I don't know. Is it because everyone is just looking more inwards towards themselves? Like, I don't know why that would be...
And I think in Europe, because they do have separate countries, and they have been separate countries for a very long time, they've each had the opportunity to really make their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's through culture and literature and stuff and language. Those are the obvious ones. But things like style. You could see someone and know, oh, you're Eastern European. You're Spanish.
You're from Italy. You're from Northern Italy.
You're from Southern Italy. Like you can tell these things.
Great friends, two sisters that I work with. And they're from Macedonia. And the dresses they wear to baby showers, I would wear to the daytime soap opera awards. Like, you would have to be beat for the gods for these baby showers.
But I love an Eastern European dress.
Yes.
Yes, because they dial it to 11, man.
Oh, they do.
It's so tight.
It would just be, it's one of those things where you think, can someone do that? Like, I wouldn't recognize myself. If I had to go, they'd be discussing hair extensions for hours, for one thing. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But it just goes to show you, like, the aesthetic is so different.
Yeah.
And, like, how some cultures do want you to do your own thing.
Yeah. And some cultures have a level of formality. In Scandinavia, there is you want to dress smartly.
presentable.
Be presentable,
right?
But
clean.
But it's not three-piece suits to the office, right?
No, you're wearing jeans and a shirt.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But it just depends on how pressed that shirt is.
Sure.
From occasion to occasion. How nice are your jeans?
Yeah, you're wearing your good jeans or your regular jeans?
But at the same time, they look, generally, Scandinavians look pretty put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Italians, dress up.
Yeah.
And they like put on a thing.
And they carry themselves as well. Yeah.
And they have like different levels of formality too. It's the same thing with the Swiss. Everything's very casual.
Jeans at a wedding. Jeans and bring your dog to a wedding.
Yeah.
I love my dog. Jeans are great.
I don't know if I do either of those things to a wedding.
Those Venn diagrams do not overlap. No.
I wonder if it's different too, now that I'm thinking about it. And again, this is just wondering. But if you look at like a city like in North America, if you looked at Miami, Miami has a style.
Yeah.
San Francisco has a style.
Skin.
I'm sure.
Skin and bright colors.
Yeah. Honolulu has a style.
Sure.
I'm sure if you looked closely enough, Vancouver has a style. Does Toronto and Halifax have two different kinds of styles?
Yeah.
Does Kansas City, Missouri, and
Minneapolis or something?
Yeah,
sure.
Do they have very differing styles? Like, I'm sure a place like maybe Denver would have a different kind of style than like Portland.
Sure.
But I don't know how.
Climate, geography, they all play into these things,
and there's
right?
such a huge population
in
those places. And then it's just empty wasteland between them.
Just nothing.
There's just nothing there. So I don't know. I mean, maybe we're closer than we think, but we just have vastly different.
Well, I know that the way we dress out here on the West Coast is different than the way they dress on the East Coast. We are much less formal here. Much more casual. I see board shorts at a fancy restaurant. Mm-hmm. That's a normal thing here.
And here, ball caps inside restaurants on grown men.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Por qué?
I have never understood that. It drives me crazy.
I don't know why I care either. How is it going to affect my meal?
Yeah. You got to look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I could see a ball cap on a guy if you're going out to the pub or whatever.
Oh, who cares? Absolutely. Who cares?
I am not crazy about a backwards cap at all. Full stop. I don't mind.
Honey, are you lost?
Are you lost?
Can I help you find your mom?
Are you hungry? Is it okay?
Do you want a juice box and some goldfish crackers, sweetie?
But seeing a backwards cap on a person in a restaurant that I am like have made an effort to go to be to
is not an everyday place.
That bums me out.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a pretty chill, like, I mean, formal in Jasper is a nice pair of jeans.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't need to do the whole nine. In fact, if you do the whole nine, you're
a weirdo.
What are you doing? Yeah. Kind of a thing. But come on.
I don't know. Maybe it's because we are fashion enthusiasts and we do see subtleties and we're maybe a little bit snobby about it. And I enjoy that hierarchy.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy the difference
part
in
of
the
that.
Energy
yes.
that people put out
yes.
when they know they look different and they look
they
good.
They feel different.
They're expressing a different part of their personality. That's infectious.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's fun. And if you go out with friends or people, you can see a different side of them or different, you know. Or
that's true.
It's exciting. That's why girls like to get dressed up is because it's not something we do all the time. And I say girls, and I use that term loosely, obviously.
Because mm-hmm. girls also like to get dressed up.
Boys like to get dressed
girls
up.
Girls with a U. Yes. Mm-hmm. Girls with an X.
And a Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's not your everyday stuff, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. I know. I keep asking Chris to, like, let's go on a date sometime. He's like,
we go to big dinner right now.
We go to dinner all the time. Like, it's no big deal. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to, like, put on a nice skirt. Like, I want to have a reason to wear something nice.
And you can't look like a shitbag.
Like, you can wear something anytime. And I'm like,
You're not listening to me.
You're the words I'm not saying, honey.
Yeah, exactly.
Step up your game.
Take me out so I can wear something fancy. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Put on mascara and lipstick. Maybe.
I probably would because I do it so infrequently.
See, there you go.
Maybe a heel.
Maybe a little sassy wedge.
I get the impression you're not a heel person.
I have like...
You have expressed... I don't know if I'd put... You'd put on a heel.
Yes.
Yeah,
but...
I
Googled those boots and they're sick.
Oh, aren't they?
Yes.
They I want them fantastic. So
And then I saw
bad.
our friend Giovanni Aquaria had a similar heel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
I need a reason to putting on. Okay. I like heel because he makes
me feel tall. Your husband very tall?
He is very tall.
There's your reason there.
I love that so much.
Okay.
But
what's the height difference?
Almost a foot.
Okay.
Because you and your partner are also significantly.
I'm
going to
go Euro on y'all.
Yes, go centimeters.
30 centimeters difference.
That's a foot.
That's a foot, girls.
That's a full foot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a school ruler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
No, I love having, I have a couple pairs of cool heels. I always struggle with heels because my feet are quite wide and quite stout, let's say.
Sure. Oh, I like it.
I have a high.
We call that a meat paddle.
They are. They're bricks. We call them bricks at my house. A meat paddle is nice. Yeah. Although a meat paddle implies length, which I also don't
know. It's just the sound when it hits the hardwood floor, I think.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, it's not good. So I have one pair of heels that are comfortable that I can wear for more than an hour.
Okay.
Sure.
A lot of heels are sitting shoes. But you can get if you get a heel with a bit of a give to it.
Squish and a platform.
I think you need a platform.
I think the biggest obstacle with a heel, as a European, is the cobblestone. Mm. That will fuck up a shoe.
Yes. That'll fuck up
your ankle and your knee if you're not careful.
Oh, your face if you're not careful. Get a couple drinks.
But I have ruined several pairs of lovely ballet from the outlet boots. On the cobblestones, because it will rub the fabric up on the back of the heel, and then you have to get them resold.
Oh, yeah. No. And,
these are first world problems.
Yes. That's true.
These are Euro probs.
Yeah.
Hashtag Euro probs.
These are hashtag Euro problems.
What do you look forward to the most when you go, when you're away from Europe, and you come back, and you go, oh, Europe... You're so crazy. What is the outfit or the look that you see there? You're like, I'm not in Canada anymore.
Again, it's the cargo shorts. It's men. I think it's almost always men's fashion because I see a lot of men who professional dads at my job at the school who wear a nicely cut European suit, a deep blue that is tailored. There's a fuck ton of a suede moccasin going on. And then you just see I cannot see that man's silhouette at all. And I don't realize that I care until I see that it's gone.
Yeah.
I think that's the big one. And it's just, there's so much writing. I think writing is for the youths. That's what I feel like my takeaway is. I feel like people who are grown ass adults don't always have writing on their clothes.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's something I equate maybe more with American than Canadian, but I may be just blurring it up in my mind.
That could be the culture of university or college stuff.
Yeah.
Sports teams.
Yeah.
Nerd culture.
Gag t-shirts. Like,
yeah. Funny things which don't exist. Like, you're not going to wear a University of Stockholm shirt.
No. Now, I had a Prisheen t-shirt on yesterday. Yes. I wore it in the house.
Yes.
And it's great. I love Prisheen. You go. You go, girl. Or boy.
Or whatever you
want. Or non-binary cat. I don't care. But I don't know. And I mean, it's a little bit different because I do work in an international setting. I see quite a variation of what people will wear. There's a lot of people from Asia. There's people from Europe. But you don't see moms dropping their kids off in pajamas. You know, people look nice.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be something I would wear, but I feel like
it's put together.
Yeah.
Some thought.
Yeah. That's something that I had to get over when I moved here was athleisure has become a thing in the past few years, but it's been going strong in Vancouver for,
you know,
the
what it might be,
I've
honestly,
been living here,
is I
people wearing gym clothes out all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I encounter a lot of people. I live in Helsingborg in Sweden, and everybody seems to have a fresh haircut. Oh. I don't care whether you are an electrician, you fill up vending machines, or you're
a CEO of a company,
Yeah. A fresh haircut, write this down. A fresh haircut is a game changer.
That's true.
I really think it is.
I'm really lazy about my hair, too.
But that doesn't have to be where your priorities lie. That's just what that's where I'm happy to spend my effort.
And it's also something that's more obvious on people who are short-haired.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, that's mostly
absolutely men or true. Male presenting mm-hmm. people.
Yep.
I think it's just also, it might even, yeah, it's generalization, obviously, because that's kind of our jam.
It here. Could be in a handbag. It can be yeah. in glasses, but there's certain things that tie together.
Yeah.
I'm making an effort here to show you who
that's
I,
the
yeah,
thing.
I am.
It's effort and thought.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think it's kind of easiest, lowest common denominator, cheapest, closest thing, I think, especially for guys. That's another thing here. I've noticed you guys are very lazy with how they dress here.
Could we summarize this by saying that
we don't know.
We don't know. We're probably wrong.
Yeah.
B, we're probably wrong.
We're definitely not experts.
Sweeping broad general.
Broad generalization.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In North America, we don't take our fashion as seriously as they do in Europe. There's a little bit sure. more yeah. seriousness taken. Some more attention is paid there.
Yes.
You're more likely,
meaning is assigned to it.
Yes. It's not taken as seriously here. It's like, well, whatever. She's these close. Are clean.
As They're a general fine, sweep.
As a general, broad, mm-hmm. sweeping yeah. generalization.
Am I covering my body with fabric? I'm good.
Is mm-hmm. it clean? Do I care?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are teenagers all monsters?
Yes.
Yes.
Doesn't borders do not define that fact. They will not do up their coat if it's freezing. And if the shorts are shorter than the pockets inside the shorts, it's going to happen anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some things defy borders.
I cannot say that one is superior to the other. I am sure I'm happy to fall on the European side of it. It's more who I feel I am.
Yeah.
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 That's one of the things. Well, you know, you move to somewhere new and some things are just like, I'm never going to be able to do that.
Do I own two pairs of camouflage pants? Yes. Do I wear muscle t-shirts?
Yeah.
Did I see a 9-year-old boy at the duty-free that had an outfit on I liked? Yes, I did. So I don't live by all my rules.
Get it twisted.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I lean more towards Europe than North America in terms of that sensibility.
Okay. Yes.
I see value.
I enjoy having that value and, like I said, hierarchies of things. I just like different clothes, and I like having different clothes, and I like wearing different clothes, and how they make me feel, and how they make me look, and seeing other people also do that.
Yes.
This used to drive me crazy having two sisters sharing one single room, because I cared quite a bit about my clothes, and I took effort to put together pieces that I liked, and I would go to the thrift store and buy stuff and rifle through.
Yeah,
and,
you know, put the effort in.
And my sister's, Shelly, I'm looking at you. She knows it too. She would just come in and like grab something and throw it on them, and I would come downstairs and she'd be wearing it. I'm like, what the fuck are you, how dare? She's like, what? You're not wearing it. I'm like, oh, that is so not the point. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare.
Mm.
And you're wearing them with those pants?
How dare you? Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're wearing navy and black? Ugh!
Oh, gee. Let's not joke about that.
I saw a lady wearing it the other day, and I'm like, girl, you're cute, but no.
Okay.
But still one of your...
Still can't get over it.
Still can't get over it?
I'm very much in the trying to be in the no judgment phase, and you do you.
Yeah?
I can't black and navy, man. She had a beautiful navy blouse on and black pants. I'm like, no! So close!
If it was the other way around, it would be fine.
Navy pants and a black shirt?
Yeah, like navy, like a dark denim jean or something of the black shirt.
But it was like
denim somehow can get away with it.
Denim's different. Denim's its own thing.
I don't know.
Denim's its own color?
Yeah.
It depends.
It's not a color.
It's like leopard is a neutral.
It's beyond neutral. It's beyond neutral.
Yeah.
It's uber neutral.
It's uber neutral, bro.
It's ibs neutral.
Transcendental.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, I'm sorry, you look great, but I can't.
I saw a woman the other day at a thing. In like a deep olive green jacket, blouse, and skirt, all the same shade, all the same fabric, and a red strappy sandal.
Ooh, delightful.
I can't stop thinking about
delightful.
It.
Delightful.
I don't know who she is. Who is she?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I love it when I'm, you know, walking, like I work downtown and walking or biking to work, whatever, and I catch someone on the seawall, whatever, and like, really nicely put together. I want to be like,
what if yes, you saw an Asian you. Man on the seawall?
Get
I can't stop imagining who this magical unicorn
where
of
do
a
you come
human
from?
So
I know.
Tell me everything.
Can we be best friends?
This is great.
I know. I
you
love
got
it.
Lots of interesting things happening. I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And especially like on the seawall too. It's like out people in running or just coming for a run yeah. or just pretending that they're running yes. or just wearing yoga pants because that's yeah. what people do here. When you see someone who's like real nice, tight, put together. I'm like,
this is what's so exciting and why I invest in what other people wear. Because really, it doesn't concern me.
Right.
But when you see somebody who's done it right and you get an experience just by what they're wearing. I was at an amusement park and there was a young Asian guy and he had something fantastic on. And I sent you a photo. I don't normally endorse photographing strangers, but this was a do.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It gave me life. I loved it. We have no interaction otherwise. He was just in my periphery and I thought, oh, thank you.
Dude, you're doing it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw this lady once walk downtown somewhere and she had this, it was like a jumpsuit, like a wide leg, sort of flowy,
a palazzo pant?
Kind of a jump. Yep. Okay. Yep. And she's tall and slim and gorgeous and long brown, beautiful hair and had this like little drapey coat thing. And this jumpsuit, but the jumpsuit was made out of this like mustard yellow fabric that had little like black and white kind of poppies on it. And I recognize her right away because I have purchased this fabric and I made a little dress out of it. And I love it. It's one of my favorite summer dresses I wore the other day. And I know that she bought that or someone bought that fabric and made it. That wasn't just a thing you go and buy at Topshop. Like someone.
Yeah.
Cut this out.
You chose this.
You chose this and you
had
made it.
Made or made it.
Yes. Good for you. Like you are doing, you're doing it all right.
Yes. You're taking all the boxes.
Yes. Yeah. It was awesome.
Doing great.
I didn't get a chance to tell her
she
looks, was.
She knows she looks fly.
I just leaned on the horn for 4 blocks so that she would know.
Yes. Oh, man. It's satisfying.
Evan, do you have anything to add? You haven't been super chirpy.
I know. My throat. I know. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, it's okay. We're here.
You're here in spirit.
I'm here. Yes. I'm just thinking about all the amazing looks I saw when I was in Toronto. I don't think I talked about that last episode.
And you were in Montreal recently, too. People in Montreal are known for dressing extremely well.
Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah.
That's they definitely have their own style
in
Montreal.
That's where we got our best dressed prime minister in a cape.
Yes.
What?
Oh, yes.
A cape?
Pierre Trudeau.
Pierre Trudeau. Yeah. He was a very well-dressed man.
Pierre Elliott Trudeau, cape, and sit down.
Okay.
Hold on to your butt.
He's got, I don't know the name of the hat. It's a fedora-like hat.
Sassy.
It's
saucy.
A swoopy, sassy chapeau of sorts.
It's a good time.
But, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he was, again, not an attractive man. But he could.
Not on paper.
Yeah. It stuck with me. It's like Wayne Gretzky in the fur coat.
Yes,
that sticks with me. Right here.
What do we think about this theory that our current prime minister is actually the illegitimate son of Fidel Castro?
What? Oh, I am not aware
What
of
are
this.
You talking what? About?
I like Fidel Castro's look. Rest in peace.
Yeah, he committed.
Yeah, he really did.
Committed He's a to sexy that motherfucker. Look.
Yeah, I like a look. I'm
unaware
dictator
of this
chic.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow your mind right now.
Oh, my gosh. What in the...
Pierre Elliott Trudeau.
What in the Cecil Beaton is going on?
Well, this was
this?
What? It was 72? 70s, maybe,
for sure, yeah.
It's a look, and I think he owned it. I think he did
That's
a
what the kids
job.
Would call a carry.
Oh.
That's a carry. That?
Which part? What do you mean?
The whole thing is
like
a carry.
Sex in the City or
no,
the
Sicily
covered
like,
in blood.
You're carrying
like,
it.
You're
first,
carrying
first?
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I
okay.
Like a, I, yeah.
He's
I don't know
carry?
The full etymology. It is a carry.
A carry. I like it.
Or like the party is a carry. Like it, like.
Oh.
C-A-R-R-Y.
Okay.
Like it's not
leather
my obsession,
gloves
but.
And I mean.
Oh,
dang.
Boy. Yeah.
I mean, plaid pants. He's doing
this is the photo.
There were some pretty tragic looks in Montreal, though.
Well,
but there always
win.
Is.
Can't win them all.
The provincial Quebecois.
One of our more European cities in Canada.
Honestly.
Still full of regular folk.
Montreal and Quebec feels like a completely different place. I've been
For
to
sure.
France. I've been across this country.
Yeah.
And that place is like
it's
a fucking,
its own thing.
Like,
it
like,
really is.
It's some sort of Narnia shit. You know?
It's a little taste of ancient times.
Yeah.
In a good way. I think in a good way. I have positive recollections.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a pretty place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you went to fashion events in Montreal as well. So there must have been a lot of
Kids love to turn a look in Montreal.
Looks.
Yeah. The fashion kids. Mostly they're very inspired by like the Vetements moment and the there's this brand anti-fashion kind of moment, but then there's this brand called Palomo, Spain, which is like super femme menswear.
Yeah.
Is that like a male butterfly?
Palomo?
Yeah. Paloma is a butterfly.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Palomo, Spain. It's like literally like sheer.
I think I follow my Instagram.
Sheer mesh sets encrusted with Swarovski crystals and like a feather trim on the cuff and on like the hem of the
They're
pant.
They're doing it.
How are you going to wash that?
It's a sheer.
It's like Vegas costumes and like silk robes and like all this crazy shit.
Ooh la la. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that God, I was
very West Coast.
No, not at all. No. And usually like when I would go out to fashion events, like I feel like I would always be overdressed. But it's better to be overdressed than underdressed.
Absolutely. That's true. I think better be that person than that person.
And even in Toronto, like I wore the blue tiered skirt from my last collection with the white off the shoulder thing and some heels and a beat. And it was so fun, just like walking with like the slid and
feels
the flow
great.
And like
yeah. right.
Being
that's
sassy.
What I want to wear on a hot day.
Yeah.
That's all I want out of the day. It is an excuse to wear that outfit.
Yes. Yeah.
And eat all the charcuterie also. That
lovely.
Mm-hmm. That also helps.
I can't wait to go home and eat all the food.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, we should probably move along with our show.
Yeah.
Good God, yeah.
So let's have a little break.
We've done all the talking. Yes.
And we'll come back and obsess. Back.
Yeah.
And we're back. Pressing record. And we're doing it.
It's recording?
Yes, we're recording.
Okay, sushi good. Talk is over.
Yes, we're taking a little sushi talk break. She knows going to have to get some sushi while she's here.
Oh, for
you don't
sure.
get it so much in Sweden.
We do, but we get it with Swedish prices.
It's like a fancy dinner almost.
I will get back to you about if the prices are cheaper here or not, but it's what my children, even from the ages of 5, what do you want for your birthday? I want sushi.
See, it's the poor people food here. Or it can be.
So, but it's a regular meal, yeah. Pizza and sushi. That's how we roll.
Get it?
Sushi joke.
All right, it's obsession time.
Yes.
Who wants to start?
I can start because it's sushi adjacent.
Go on.
I was trying to figure out what I could talk about today, and then I was like, oh, this totally mission you've been on for months now of my ramen mission to have all of the ramen in the city. I've become obsessed with
ramen-ous?
Ramen-ous, in fact. Romulus and Remanus.
Oh dear.
Chris and I always joke about the Bob Marley song Jammin'. It's now ramen. I want a ramen with you.
Yes. Oh my God. That is my theme song these days. I'm always thinking about it. Always like never not
thinking about it.
Is there one around here? Do I have time? It's also like I went for a bowl the other day at a place I hadn't been yet, and I was in another in 20 minutes. Fantastic.
Where's the new spot? Because we've had this conversation.
It was pretty good. It was at Broadway and Cambie. It's like next to the Cold Stone Creamery and the McDonald's.
Okay.
I didn't even know it was there. I just Google map ramen and see what pops up. And then I just tried it. And I'm trying to hit as many different places as I can just to like create a little, you know, little database, little palette in my mind. Because there's a place right near our office downtown, which is now every other one is compared to this one.
Ramen Gojira?
Gojira ramen, yes.
Gojira? Like Godzilla?
Yes, it's full of Godzillas. It's fantastic. Godzilla.
You can get Godzilla karage. It's delicious.
It's pretty sweet.
Bring me all the kaiju.
Yes. And it's just the basic pork broth with pork, and I get an egg on it because I fucking love those eggs.
Those eggs.
Soft eggs. They're so good in the broth. Oh my God, they're so good. And I love it. And I go, I only work one day a week, and I go every single Tuesday.
And I'm like, what are you getting for lunch today? And you're like, ramen.
Ramen. Mm-hmm. And I try to time it because there's sometimes a lineup, but I'm always by myself, so it's never a long lineup because I'm just seating for one. And that's the beauty of ramen restaurants is that there's a bunch of other people who are just sitting by themselves. Like, it's not a weird thing. There's tons of single seats
it's
available.
It's like a library of restaurants.
Yes. It's made for quick single eaters. It's just the way the restaurant
Starring
works.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yes. So
also, it's not weird to have a big table where
you don't
four people can sit at or four single people can sit at.
It's fine.
Come on, come all.
Exactly.
And there's so many ways you can customize it and different versions of it. And you can add this and take away that. And like there's just a bunch of toppings you can put on. It's great. So I've probably been to, I'm guessing, at least 10 different places in the past maybe since January.
Are you feeling that there's definite gradients? Like, oh, this place is just putting some hot water on an instant pack?
Okay. But I'm also developing a palate of like, I like the pork ones better than the chicken ones or the ones that have, I went to this one to put kale on top of it. So good.
A Maritama, was that?
Yes.
That's my number one.
On Katie's recommendation.
That's my number one. And then all of the ramen that I've ever had in the city compares to that one.
Okay. Yes.
That's my litmus.
It was so
What's
good.
It called? Barama?
Maritama.
Where did I get this word?
I don't know. So that's my, I think about it all the time.
Okay.
I love it
I'm
so
thinking
much.
About it right now.
The noodles, the type of noodles, the thickness of the noodles.
Are they making the noodles there?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of them do, I believe.
Okay. Maritama, they do for sure. Yes. That was a selling feature for us.
Yes. And there's another one I like, the Ramen Butcher, which I know you're not a fan of, but whatever.
No. They do not make their own noodles.
No,
there.
They do not make their own noodles, but they put pesto and Parmesan in it. And it's delicious. It's so good.
That sounds too crazy for me.
It works like for
Italian?
Me.
It
sounds gross. It sounds gross.
It does, but I was like,
it doesn't mean it is.
No, there was like a basic one and that one and then some other weird ones that I was not into. So I was like, I tried the basic one. Yeah, it's pretty good. And then I was like, oh, I'll try the green one now. I'm like, it's got cheese on it. I'll twist my arm. It was super good. It was weird, but it was really good. But yes, so that's my obsession.
I like weird, but really good.
Yes. It's a good combination for many things.
Mm-hmm.
Many things can be weird and good.
Like the butterfish we were talking about.
Yes. Butterfish.
You're a real butterfish.
You're a real butterfish, baby.
Oh, Evan, what do you got?
I have, what the fuck? I'm honestly, you guys, my
poor brain.
You're obsessed with health.
I'm obsessed with health and wellness.
How shitty you feel it.
I'm obsessed with emergency. I'm obsessed with Pepto-Bismol. I'm obsessed.
You're obsessed with going home to eat all the good food you were saying earlier.
Oh my god, I'm just like.
So, what are you looking forward to? What are you going to eat there?
The bannock, all of the wild meats, anything left over from the fall. Usually, probably there isn't anything, but all the canned things and like
all the preserves.
Just getting to hang out with my sister. But there's this, just like lately with everything happening in, especially in the States right now, there's this one poem from Maya Angelou that's been popping up in my head every now and then. It's a poem she delivered, I think in the 90s at the UN, and it's called A Brave and Startling Truth. And it's incredibly fortifying to hear.
Is it a cry face? Situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in light of what's happening in the world.
I feel like I cannot Google this week.
No. Wait until you're... you could probably read it, but just don't watch her recite it.
I see.
Because you can YouTube it, which is what I've been
doing. How does she pull it together to say these things that obviously she feels so deeply? Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to say it so beautifully. And just be like, here it is, guys.
People can function on different levels of emotions that I cannot fathom. I'm just having their emotions so close to the surface all the time. I can't do it.
She's a saint, I think, is really what it comes down to. And a genius.
Yeah.
An auteur. An icon. Yeah, and has given me a lot of...
You've taken a lot of strength from her in the
I've
last
I've gotten a lot bottle. Of strength from that woman. Yeah, just that's kind of like the last couple of days, that's kind of been my thing. I've been also just going back and listening to all of her interviews and all the podcasts that are available where she was a guest. Two really good ones are her interviews with Oprah, which are, she kind of like lets her guard down a little bit.
Sure, her and Oprah, you know, we have a connection and they've known each other for a long time. And
are super tight. We're super tight. And just... reminding myself of the strength and beauty in the world.
Beauty.
The beauty.
Well, God knows we could all use
the world has
of
a famine of beauty.
Yes. Yes. A famine of kindness and
famine
of
kindness
decency.
And decency.
And,
empathy. And,
yeah.
Well, if I may turn the corner.
Please take it.
Yes.
It's my favorite time of year.
Yes.
It is watermelon season.
Oh my God, I've forgotten.
I saw a watermelon. Today, on my way here, I had an obsession. I'll line up and I'll get to it. But I
cannot deny
mention a guy walking with his girlfriend hand in hand. Because
as
why?
Do. Sure.
And holding this watermelon above his head.
Like a pizza pie?
Like a pizza pie. Why?
Why? Por qué?
Let go of your girlfriend's hand and just hold it or get a bag. Put it in a bag.
Because he's a dude. What?
Don't put it in a bag.
Don't put it in a bag because I want to see you awkwardly hold that watermelon. I want to see you trip on a pebble and that watermelon hit the ground. That's what I want.
Have you ever had the satisfaction?
Watching someone drop it?
Have you ever seen one like the
dropping of it?
Oh. No, even you come by it later and like, I know what happened here.
That's my constant dream.
Tears were shed.
It's my constant dream.
That's why you're obsessed with it because you're hoping one day to see it.
I want to see that
it's
fail.
It's a white whale.
It is. It's my whale fail. It was great.
I purposely buy the pre-cut watermelon to avoid having to carry a whole watermelon.
Sure.
Watermelon.
Cutting those are hard too. They roll around on the
and
counter.
And you need a really big knife.
Oh, yeah.
Really
big knife. And that's dangerous.
Or arm strength.
Yes.
You know what the secret is? You cut, you slice a little top, a little piece off of the top, and then you turn it down so it's flat. Yeah.
There you go.
You're going to make a good mom one day, Katie.
I don't think that's true. But
you make a good watermelon prepper.
Yeah. I'll make a good aunt.
Medic mama.
There you go.
Caretaker.
You're already there. Yeah. You're already there.
Yeah.
As Kim Talbert likes to say, other than mothering, she says caretaking.
Caretaking.
Yes.
I'll take some care.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
You make some care, take some care.
Yeah.
You don't have to be someone's biological mother to be a good mother to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Oh, definitely.
Sheila and I have been watching Pose. It's all about mothers and different
kinds
of mothers.
Daddy needs a drink.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I have. Sorry, that was probably going to be my obsession eventually. But I
Once there's more episodes.
Once there's more episodes and like,
where do you watch it? Is it an HBO?
Illegally,
we have FX.
We have it. Oh, FX, HBO Nordic for all our Scandinavian listeners.
Yes, FX. Anyway, so my actual, my ongoing forever obsession.
Watermelons.
So your watermelons. Awkwardly being carried. But my real one is I've been in need of a new bathing suit for a while. I am overdue. You know when they are, when the threads start to like pull apart and get all wibbly?
It can blow at any second.
At any time. My nipples have fallen out on more than one occasion. I just have to tell my friends, if it happens, just let me know. I don't really care.
If the nip slips, don't trip.
I don't anyway, so I've been shopping like I do. If I need to buy a thing, I usually research it a little bit first. And I finally found one locally, actually, at this great little store. I think you told me about this store called Gatley on Commercial Drive.
Yeah, Commercial Drive. Yeah, yeah.
And I found this olive green, really simple triangle top.
It's a good color for a bathing suit.
Yeah, really classic. It's solid. But I have finally found the good high-waisted bottom. It's taken a while.
Excellent.
Yes. So I got a nice, really comfortable, high-waisted bottom. Don't need to do a bikini wax.
Much of, landscaping.
As much as I don't need that in my life anymore. Yeah. Top of everything else.
Top of what's happening in America.
on top of the Nazification of America. I don't need that.
Oh, boy.
And this really cute, simple top is good for tan lines. It's good for biking. It's good for swimming, the actual act of swimming, and also lying on the beach.
Have you found it?
I have purchased it.
Exciting.
I bought it. I purchased it. I have made that commitment. I have not yet worn it to the beach.
Okay.
But
weekend's coming up.
I know. Every day that it's sunny, I'm like, is today the day? Mm-hmm. It has not been the day yet, but it will. I'm there this weekend.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's satisfying.
Yay.
Bathing suits could be the worst.
A good purchase.
Yeah, finally.
That will be a gift that will.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll have it for a while.
And every time you wear it,
tend not to.
You're going to remember how awesome it is.
Because I don't need to do anything downstairs.
Or like watch out for anything upstairs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yep. Yep. Definitely.
I just realized I don't have a family-friendly bathing suit to wear when I go home.
I bet you could find one.
I
bet there's a
Walmart
store.
A Sands or
Ambrose or something.
Yeah.
Bootlegger.
A bootlegger or hit up the Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart might be your best friend. Then you have to blow a whole bunch of money on it either.
Yeah. Although,
ooh, board shorts. Oh my God, Evan in board shorts. Oh!
Actually, there is an H&M and a Forever 21 in Winnipeg, and I land in Winnipeg, so maybe I can convince my sister to swing by the mall. Like,
it's for her benefit too.
It's for her benefit.
She doesn't want to see you in a little banana hammock.
She has already followed and unfollowed and refollowed and blocked me on Instagram.
Amazing.
Can't say I blame her.
Nope.
As a little sister, that's probably fair.
She's like, you know what? I just whenever I'm scrolling and I see your name come up, I just scroll right past it.
Yeah. She can follow your That's professional fair. One.
Yeah, That's but she's much. Like, I also want to know what's going on in your private life. She's like...
I just want to see your private.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call it my private life.
Yeah, that's why I call it the private Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Sheila? What's your obsession?
I heard a really fantastic quote that I would like to share. It's not on the same level as Maya Angelou, but there is a Swedish woman who is around my age. She's mid-40s, and she has just been voted the Professional Woman of the Year. Her name is Alexandra von Schwerin, and she's involved in the agriculture and in like harnessing wind power. She's a journalist, and she lives in this like a manor house or a castle not too far where I live. So she's, you know, she's a connected lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she has discovered in the archives of her manor house all of these notes of women who were erased from local Swedish history.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
So in addition to what she's doing professionally, she is creating a book about the...
These deleted women.
About these deleted, exactly. These
purposefully
deleted women.
Omitted.
And I was saying to Katie and Evan that I've just learned the word man-eater in Swedish because this is going to be the theme of her book that she's putting out is all of these women that did all these incredible things that intimidated men.
That made them
be
so
erased.
Scared and delete them.
And she was asked to, what would she say to a young woman up and coming in the professional world? And I'm going to paraphrase it because I'm translating it from Swedish, but... let me see. It's just, I can't stop thinking about it. I think it's amazing. She says, I would say to her, don't take any shit. Get an education and economic independence. Put on your lipstick and don't take any shit.
Ugh.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good advice. Words to live by.
Yeah. And I don't think she necessarily means you need to put on lipstick to be feminine. She's just like, if... what you do is different
what
than everybody
do to
else.
Empower yourself to
express yourself and just
forge ahead.
Yeah, go
That's
for
great.
It. I love it. Put on. It's been reduced to put on your lipstick and don't take any shit.
I like it
you
a lot.
You keep saying it, and I like that. And my other, it's not an obsession, but it's. I found some nice eye candy on the flight over. There's a very handsome and tall, dark and handsome Danish actor by the name of Klaus Bang.
And it's a good name.
Yeah, Klaus Bang. Right. Yeah, all the bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. And he is, if you took Justin Theroux and made him less pretty and shiny and manicured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And put him in a nicely cut European suit.
Yeah.
It's Claes.
Justin Theroux with a bit more of an edge.
Yeah. And much taller. Mm. Bang. B-A-N-G.
So Justin Theroux in Charlie's Angels 2.
Yeah, this is where I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
I have to admit. but please. And the movie that I saw him in is a Swedish film called The Square, which can be quite divisive, I think. It's all about how we choose to ignore our fellow members of society, except for when we need them.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of comes up on different levels. Through the movie. But
is
I think
Peggy in that movie?
Yes. And there's actually even a character named Peggy. Wow. But she is the only reason that English is spoken. He's a Danish speaker living in Stockholm. So it's Danish, Swedish, and English through the course of the movie.
Hmm.
And they're just picked up and dropped off like it ain't no thing.
Oh,
that's cool.
It's
pretty Euro.
Yeah, it is super Euro. But he's a very handsome man. So even if you don't like the movie.
There you go. Like the man.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
So, but that's about that for me. RuPaul's Drag Race. Sorry, 2 seasons back to back. I'm
Fantastic.
Super into it.
Yeah.
Team Aquaria.
Team Aquaria.
Yes.
What
doesn't Giovanni have?
You're Honestly, saying grit.
Grit.
Evan was saying grit.
But he's 21. What can he accomplish? Like Aisha O'Hara.
I don't think
who
age
I love,
is anything. Maybe
ain't nothing but a number,
Leah. I think it's the privilege that has
clearly.
Yeah, that is not really. I don't know. It's just like,
maybe not surf.
I don't know, like, why does Aquaria want to win? Aquaria wants to win because she just wants to win.
Sure, because she gets her name up in lights.
Yes. Yeah. But other people want to win because they want to do something with the title.
I don't know if Aquaria knows that she is doing it or can do it, but she, I think, can take drag to a level nobody else has taken it. She can take it art, high fashion,
yeah,
in a way that Sasha Velour didn't take it art. Or
suppose Sasha Velour is more art than fashion.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Where Aquaria is fashion.
I can't stop thinking about that nude lipstick when she was the evil mermaid.
Fantastic.
Yes. It was beautiful.
The evil mermaid was a stunning look.
Yes.
The looks are all good, but all of the looks are made by designers in New York.
Quite clearly somebody is feeding that horse. Is that a phrase?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just, there's something sterile about Aquaria that I don't like.
Okay.
That's just my
Who would you like to have won with, not given anybody who was on?
Probably Monique Hart. But even
the true heart, America?
I don't know.
The heart of season 10.
There wasn't really anyone that stood out to me this season. Not anyone that I loved, you know, like back in, like, in past seasons, I loved Latrice. I loved Trixie. Latrice, I loved Katya.
Yes, agreed on all counts.
And then, yeah, I don't know.
There's no star.
They're all stars, but that's the thing.
But like, there's no like shining star like this.
I didn't
is the
pick
one.
Maybe
Aquaria
I just didn't connect in with my, anyone. Even in my top five when it started, I have to say. I thought Monet Exchange had it.
Monet Exchange is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
That psycho with the split.
I know.
During that lip sync. Oh, God.
I'm behind. I'm not up on this season.
Another great podcast, too, is...
What's the tea?
No, is Monet Exchange and Bob the Drag Queen, Sibling Rivalry.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I don't know that
I
one.
Do enjoy Bob. Yeah, Bob's great. So there's another good lesson.
That's good. That's a good one.
Now all the Aquaria stands are going to come for me. Because I called their girl sterile.
I just think she's got, if she goes the right way, she's got a lot of room to grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she is going to win. We all know that she has it in the bag. You can kind of tell, like, they gave her a good verse. They gave her good choreo. They set her up to win.
And what don't we see in the editing, too?
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
They tried really fucking hard to make her seem less cold.
I think, too, even like Cameron Michaels, I think they really made an effort to not show any personality there. But if you follow Cameron Michaels on Instagram.
Fucking wild.
Yes.
This bitch is kooky.
Yeah. And that's
not the
silly
vibe you get from the show.
Silly and funny and.
But then, yeah. I mean, like these people, when you put them all in a bubble, in a vacuum,
yeah,
and stick like four
and
cameras on them.
Like
and
crazy
it all
hours.
Happens very quickly.
In a hot
they
pot.
Shoot the whole season in 8 weeks.
That's crazy. It's like every episode is 3 days or something, or 4 days. It's crazy.
That is pretty insane.
That's an insane.
That's what they can pull off.
Yeah. That pace is, fuck. Oh, DN.
In Alaska. Alaska was talking about that smoking saved her life because that's when you get to step outside.
Sure, you can take 10 right. minutes
to,
and
yeah.
like.
You have to be outside of the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Who knew?
Who knew, guys?
Anyone who's worked in a restaurant knows that that's how you survive.
You start smoking.
Retail, too.
You need a smoke
You can
break.
Take as many fucking breaks as you want when you're a smoker. Like, oh, can I just go out for a smoke? Yeah, no problem.
Because everyone's before you has smoked and knows you need a smoke break.
Yeah.
I think there was some company in Denmark that awarded their staff who didn't smoke extra days holiday because they added up all of the time that they were all of the smoke
yeah.
breaks that they had missed.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty genius.
That's
I used
good
to take smoke
to
breaks with people who smoked, and I never smoked, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to take this smoke break. Yeah. If she's going, I'm going for sure.
Oh, God. Like I smoked like crazy when I worked in retail. The stress.
The boredom.
The boredom.
The monotony.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank God I don't work in retail anymore.
Yeah,
anywho.
Shout out to all those poor souls.
We need
retail
you.
And service industries, man.
Oh, boy.
You're doing it.
Goddess speed.
Yes. We should wrap this up. Here Sheila was wondering how we'd fill our time.
I mean.
There's no need to be concerned.
No.
I know my dad had the same thought.
Your dad was
no
a
problem.
Sweet angel.
Oh,
he has like a Mr. Dress-up Calming story voice. Yes. Wonderful. Thanks, Chris.
I've got lots. The most feedback I've got from like personal, like friends yeah. and stuff has been like, your dad, that podcast.
He has
so
a
good.
Wonderful, calm energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's a rad dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know everyone knows it.
And now everyone knows it.
He shared his gift with
Look
the
out, mom. In his spandex jeans. 99% spandex.
Him and Chuck yeah. Norris.
Little did you know. Little did we know.
Yeah, we got the math
backwards.
Van
Damme.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much.
Yes. This is coming out in quite a bit because we're just recording.
We're banking a few.
Yeah, we're banking a few.
So hopefully the world hasn't burned to the ground by the time this comes out.
God, here's hoping.
Here's hoping.
We only want Paris burning.
Yes. Just one.
That's all we need. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
I'm happy we can make this work. Since Evan's heading out of town, this is literally the only day and the only block of time we can figure to make this work.
Yeah, and thank you for...
And we almost blew it because Evan wasn't here. Evan was here. Yes. Evan pulled through.
I rallied.
Yes. His body figured it out and realized
Patron
the importance.
Saint of Hags.
Mm-hmm. I'm committed to my art, darling. To my craft.
You guys can find us in all the places that we usually do. They're fashionhags@gmail.com. Send us a line. We totally love that shit. You can find us on Instagram at fashionhagspodcast. Join the Facebook group if you want.
The
Check
blog,
out the website.
The Facebook. Yeah. Yes.
Fashionhagspodcast.com. We do a quick recap. I probably don't talk about this as much as we should, but there's
it's
a
enjoyable.
Quick recap.
I always check it.
Yeah. All of our Canon featured endorsed. Images are there. You can actually stream and listen to it there as well if you don't download. So that's nice too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be discreet and not be on your phone if you're working and you have to look
you
like
do
you're
it through
general.
Your browser.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're doing some heavy business deals.
Yes,
you're just
I'm on a Skype call. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Keep moving.
So yeah, thanks so much, you guys. And remember, obviously, that we love you.
But we love fashion more.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Fashion. Fashion.